So I'm going to introduce you to our audience. You're Dr. Kelly Warshall of the Wynber Hospice in Pennsylvania. And I am so intrigued about not only the flower essences, which we'll be talking about today on the show, but about the fact that you are a second-generation hospice medical director.
That's right. Not too many people know that. Yeah, my mom was the medical director here first before I took over for probably 6 years until I took over a year ago in January.
Wow, that's just really wonderful. I mean, I would just think that you guys would be able to connect on a wonderful level around your work and stuff like that.
We
and specifically
do. We're
hospice.
Very blessed.
Oh, that's so great. Well, so for everybody, you know, listening who may not understand the structure, in a hospice, there is an interdisciplinary team. And one of the mandatory members of that interdisciplinary team is a medical director or a medical doctor. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Medical doctor. And the title is medical director.
Correct.
And that's you. And you sort of oversee the orders and sort of the bigger medical decisions that are made for the hospice patients. Is that right?
That's right. Yes.
And one of the things that you've done that I'm very interested in is to incorporate flower essences into some of the orders for hospice patients.
That's right.
Yeah. And
just in the last year and a half.
Can you talk a little bit? And I'm also going to bring Jane into the conversation as well, because Jane is the one who introduced the flower essences to you. Is that right?
That's correct. I was introduced to them probably 3 or 4 years ago by an herbalist that I was studying with, but I had not worked with them deeply in any way until I went to New Mexico about a year and a half ago and met Jane. And Jane is actually the one who's been instrumental in getting them to be able to be used in hospice.
That's really wonderful. And so can you talk a little bit about what your experience has been like and what kinds of stories you hear from the nurses and other field staff, as well as from the patients and caregivers? We love to hear any kind of real stories that you have about people's experiences with the flower essences.
Sure. Actually, initially, I started the flower essences after a consultation with Jane when I was moving into my role as medical director of hospice. And I never mentioned that to Jane. I just decided that I was going to make an appointment with her and do something for myself, because this was such a change in roles compared to what I was doing before, which was I had a primary care practice. And I was completely shocked at how easy the transition was for me, and I wholeheartedly credit the flower essences for that, because I was very concerned about the transition, about leaving my patients, about how I was going to be able to handle taking care of people who were dying, and I had all kinds of emotions surrounding that, even though I was very familiar with it because of my mom. And the transition was just amazingly easy and spiritual, and I embraced it and loved every moment that I was here. And again, I just really assumed that was from because of the flower essences, because I thought it would be a lot more difficult. And when I mentioned that to Jane, after several conversations, she realized I was in hospice. And she also had a vision of using flower essences in hospice. And I had asked her at that point if I could use them in my patients. And that's sort of what started the whole process going. And boy, we started in May of 2006 by Jane coming out to Wynber Hospice to talk to our multidisciplinary team, the nurses and the counselors, the pastors, everybody basically, to explain to them a little bit about what flower essences were about. And Jane introduced me to three specifically that I could use to get started with that would be very beneficial for people who are in transition. And once I started the essences, it just opened up a whole new world of communication between patients and their loved ones, between myself and patients. I had only been here for a couple months prior to starting the essences, but I saw a big difference in how patients were responding to me after I started the essences. It was almost like an acknowledgement that I understood where they were and where they were coming from and where they were going. And I had not experienced that prior to me starting the essences. So I guess, you know, one example that really stands out, I think this was probably my first real knowing that the essences were doing what I thought they would be doing. And this patient who was, he came to us, he was young, he was in his early 60s, and he came to us to die, but he had metastatic lung cancer. But his wife, who was younger than he was, she was in her 40s, was very much in denial. And even though he knew that he came here to die, she felt that we were going to make him stronger so that we could get him home. And even though no one said that and we were all very upfront that he was dying, she was in complete denial. And I brought the flower essences into the room after I met him. He was here for about 24 hours before I introduced the essences to him because he came late in the evening one night. And he was sort of contracted in his bed. He hardly moved a muscle since the minute he arrived in the hospice unit. He didn't talk at all. He barely made eye contact with the nurses. He just moved when they needed to move him to listen to his heart or lungs, but that was it. And so he was in this contracted position with his knees pulled up and his arms in front of him. And I introduced the flower essences. Specifically, I was explaining that walnut helped with transition as he was transitioning from this world to the next. And as I was speaking, he had about at least 7 or 8 family members all around the room, and they were all scattered around the outer edge of the room. Nobody was around the bed, and the energy was kind of really stale in the room. And when I was talking to him about transitioning from this world to the next and that he was dying and that this should be a very peaceful and loving transition, I explained that I was going to put the flower essence on his wrist. He looked up at me, made complete eye contact with me, and reached his arm out to me as I was speaking, before I even reached over to him to put the essence on his wrist. And that was the most he moved in the last 24 hours. The family was all completely engaged in watching the whole process. And then he reached his arm over towards his wife, indicating that he wanted me to give that to his wife as well. And so I offered his wife walnut, and she accepted it and actually went around the room and offered it to whomever would accept it. Most of the people in the room did. And after that, every time I walked in the room, the family was right at the bedside. They weren't all scattered in the periphery. The wife was much more accepting. He actually asked the nurses for his walnut every 4 or 6 hours. He specifically asked them, which was their first exposure to a patient really relating to the essences too. And so that's probably the most profound, very first experience that I had with the essences. And there have been numerous since then. I mean, just opening that door of communication and patients ask for it. And I really noticed since I've been using the benediction oil, I was just talking to Jane about this the other day, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but I tend not to believe in coincidences, so I don't think it is. But I've really noticed that patients seem to not hold on as long when I initiate benediction oil, because they can come in with a diagnosis of what's called impending death, which means that we think they're going to die in the next 24 hours to, it can be up to a week or so, but we think it's going to be very soon. And oftentimes family or patients will hang on for 10 days, 14 days, 3 weeks, and they're just completely exhausted and depleted, and the family's completely exhausted and depleted, and the nurses don't know what to say because they're obviously holding on for some reason. There's something that's holding them back, and often we can't pinpoint exactly what that is, and we try to address it on every level. And since I've been starting using the benediction oil, which I apply directly over their heart, it seems that the patients aren't doing that as much. They're letting go. They're passing away in 24 to 48 hours, as opposed to hanging on for 10 days or 14 days, which is very draining for both the patient and the families. So that's one definite change I've noticed in the last month or so.
That's wonderful, and I just want to congratulate you for being someone who's working in mainstream medicine and who also is expansive enough to incorporate and be open to other modalities. And I think, you know, one of the things that I just want to say is that I think we have a tendency in our culture to see something like this as sort of like alternative or on the fringe, but really flower essences to me seem very ancient. It's like bringing back an ancient tradition. And
I agree.
And I think that with hospice patients, my experience as a hospice nurse and my personal experiences now with the flower essences just really makes me think about what a beautiful, appropriate match it is for people at the end of life. And as you know, as the veils become thinner for people and they're kind of moving back and forth in their realities, that, you know, they seem to be so much more sensitive to what we would think of as subtle energies, and sort of the world in which the flower essences are able to be effective. And so can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, sort of what you see with people who are in that, maybe in that in-between place versus maybe your own experience with the essences. And do you see people and sort of feel like because they're already sort of in that other place, they have these.
Oh, that has been amazingly consistent. In fact, so obvious that I didn't even mention it because it happens so much now. But, and especially since I've been using the essences, because my mom is a really spiritual person as well and was a perfect fit here. But she didn't have the same kind of experiences that I do, despite the fact that she's very open to them. And so, again, I attribute this to the essences. But it's very, very common for my patients to see angels or spiritual beings or deceased loved ones, or and it very often happens after I initiate the essences and explain to them that they may see angels or they may see someone who's passed away that they love very much, and often it's immediate. As soon as I put the essences on their wrist, you can sort of see, you as a hospice nurse, I'm sure have experienced it, they look very intently at something, but it's like either through you or past you, beside you, but you can tell they're very intently observing or listening, or they're seeing things that we can't see. And I explain that to family members all the time. As soon as I walk in the room and meet them, I explain that when you see them doing that, embrace that with them. Ask them what they see. If they're able to tell you, then they will. If they want to share, then they will. And it's been 90% of the time patients feel very open about talking about it and will often say, angels are everywhere, or my angels are surrounding me, or they'll start talking to someone who's passed on and having really clear conversations with somebody, and the family members know who they're speaking to. And so it's much, much more open, and I think families breathe a sigh of relief because they want to believe that it's true and it's not hallucinations, and we just validate that when we explain what the essences do. We're validating that you know, them waking up in the middle of the night and talking to their deceased mother was a very real experience, and it wasn't a hallucination. And I think it also creates a sense of peace for the patient who knows where they're going or where they've been, and that, like you said, they're sort of crossing over in between realms. They know that it's peaceful, and they can share that with the people that they're leaving behind, which is often very important for them. And then it's also, it does the same thing for the family members. I mean, a perfect example is I had a 48-year-old who, I had her initially in hospice, but she was very determined to keep going. She had two teenage children, and actually the day she got to hospice decided that she wanted to start chemo and be really aggressive with her treatment. So she disenrolled from hospice and went through chemo for about a month and declined substantially, and we eventually got her back, and she was a little bit more accepting of the fact that she was going to die. When she got here, she initially, well, the first time she got here, I had explained the essences to her, and she was open about it, but she was also on this, she was very determined that she was going to live, and she was going to live to be a mother to her teenage kids, and that's where she was at that point. Then the month later when she came back, she was much more open, and as soon as she hit hospice, she breathed a sigh of relief and said that she was exactly where she was supposed to be and that her angels were here. And this, she was very lucid, very awake and aware of the decision that she had made, and her kids were right at her bedside. She had, at that point, she was on IV antibiotics and a 24-hour continuous infusion. She was on probably 10 or 12 medications at that point, and being very aggressive with her treatment right up until she came into hospice. And I sat on her bed and explained to her that we really wanted to keep her comfortable and that all the medications she was on were just sort of clouding her consciousness and probably not helping her at this point. And was it okay if I just initiated the flower essences and started to withdraw of her medications? And she was perfectly fine with that and said, I just want the flowers. And so I started her on the flower essences that Jane had recommended that I had been using in hospice. And she asked for them like clockwork every 4 hours. She began seeing angels and, again, speaking to loved ones right in front of her children who were you know, right at the bedside with her when she was talking to angels. And she spoke with her at length with her husband's father, who actually died when her husband was 10. So she was having this really long conversation with him, and she had never met him and didn't know anything about him. So that validated a lot for her husband, and he was this really big, burly truck driver and kind of needed that to validate what was going on. And so it was just this beautiful experience. She was here for about 3 weeks, which is much longer than we usually keep our patients because we're not a long-term care facility. And everyone just really bonded with her and shared in her experiences because she was seeing angels and deceased loved ones on just several times a day. And her kids told her that she gave them a sense of hope that there was life after death and that there was something to look forward to. And they were able, through all of that, they were able to tell her that it was time for her to let go and to be with the angels. And so that was also a really beautiful, empowering experience for me here and for all the nurses, too.
I bet it was. And, you know, I mean, it is pretty typical for people to report visioning, which is different than hallucinating and having communication with people who've crossed over. But it sounds to me like the piece with the frequency with which it's happening and the clarity mm-hmm. and the way that they're communicating about it and the angel piece seems like, mm-hmm. do you see that as being different with the essences as opposed to like if you weren't using the essences and people, they still report visioning and having communication, but maybe just not quite as pronounced or not as clear?
Definitely not as pronounced without the essences.
Okay.
And not as clear. I mean, it's very clear. I put especially Angelica or Angel Trumpet on their wrist, and it's almost immediate. They just start looking around the room, and I don't put any words in their mouth. I just say, can you share with me what you see? And it's very consistent. They say angels. Angels are everywhere. And they'll say it right in front of their family. And so definitely it's more consistent. It happens more frequently. It's with more clarity since I've been offering the flower essences as opposed to when I initially started it. Because I always had that open line of communication with the patients when I started in January or when I covered my mom over the last 5 years. I've covered her when she's been away, and I've always been that way, but it's much more consistent since I've been offering the flower essences.
Well, I am so excited about, you know, really helping Jane to introduce that into the hospice community in New Mexico and beyond. There's a hospice. I actually quit my job. I was working for a large corporate hospice, and there's another hospice in New Mexico that I may be doing some work with. And I'm really looking forward to trying this out. And it's wonderful that you have an inpatient unit because then you're able to sort of be there and track it a little more intimately.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Well, I've just heard so many wonderful things about you, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with Jane and I today and to share these stories, and really, really hope that that there's some way that we can help you to come to the conference in Santa Fe in February
Well, thank you. I hope so too.
I would really love to meet you. And it's interesting, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about, not necessarily with the essences, but just the changes in consciousness, the expanded awareness. A lot of times people say altered consciousness, and I was editing my film yesterday, and I thought, wait a minute, it's not really altered. It's more like our true consciousness, like our limitations just fall away. It's like we become more of the expanded. We're in touch with our expanded consciousness that maybe we aren't so much when we're as rooted in the body. And it's one of these things where all of these things in my life anyway are starting to come together in a way that is profoundly complementary, and the flower essences are definitely one of them. So
that's exactly what happened to me too.
Is it?
I think there's a reason. Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And Jane, is there anything that you would like to add after what you've heard?
Actually, two really brief things come to my mind. One is, Kelly, would you mention the story of the person who was having difficulty sleeping? Because this one's a little bit more on a physical level. Remember the person who was having difficulty sleeping and you suggested some flower essences and she said it was the first time she slept like a baby.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And there are several of them too, but she had a lot of fear surrounding falling asleep. And I think she couldn't verbalize that, but we sort of, after a long time talking with her and understanding what her fears were, she, I think, was afraid that she would fall asleep and not wake up. And once we initiated, I mean, it took one time. The nurses, this was actually at her home. It was not in the hospice unit. But her home, her nurse took flower essences out to her. And that night, she was the first night she said that she had slept in months, and she said she slept like a baby. And that was consistent up until the time that she passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's just one other thing that comes to my mind, and that might be just to mention how things have gradually shifted with the nurses and, you know, how they felt initially and how things have shifted and even with their receiving the support of the flower essences.
Yeah, I think initially it was a little bit challenging because I was new to them and I am trained in holistic medicine and not too many people around here know what that means, even though hospice by the nature of what it is holistic. It was a little bit challenging at first, I think, because they just saw it as one more different thing that I was introducing. And they already are so, so good at what they do that it was, I think, they didn't necessarily need to be told that they needed to do anything else. And so it took a little bit of time for them to realize with those really challenging patients that were having issues surrounding fear or family members that were surrounding fear. I think initially when I would recommend the flower essences, they would sort of do it just to be nice or just because I ordered it. And that was the only reason. They didn't have a lot of thought process behind it or belief behind it until they saw what it was doing, like the person you just mentioned who slept like a baby. I mean, the nurse reported that immediately to me the next day. She was so excited. And we offer, when Jane came in May, she offered five flower formula to all the nurses so that they could have a chance to receive them and try five flower to see, basically have their own experiences around it. And it took a couple of months, I have to admit, until I had to keep reminding them that they had five flower in their pocket and that they needed it today. And once they started receiving it, they started coming to me. And again, it took a couple of months, but they started coming to me and saying, I need five flower formula. And so again, that it took a while, but they became believers after receiving it themselves and after taking it to the homes of patients and realizing how much it was helping the patients. And also I think the initiation of the spray bottles have helped a lot. Jane made spray bottles for each of our hospice rooms. We have a 7-bed unit, and the nurses find that they really find it much easier to administer the spray. I'm not sure why, but it's been consistent among all the nurses. And they actually, they are the ones that recommended that we put the flower essences on our standing orders, which was huge. And that was just about, what, a month ago, Jane, mm-hmm. that the nurses suggested that we put them on our standing orders so that they could offer the flower essences to people at home or to patients who do not belong to me, whose physicians are still taking care of them. So it's been a relatively slow process in Jane and I's eyes, I think, but they've definitely come around and they're embracing it wholeheartedly now.
Hmm. Well, thank you for being such a pioneer, Kelly, and being such an open and wonderful human
thank
being.
Thank you for everything. Yeah. Jane has been just amazing.
Yes, she is
She'll
amazing.
She'll be an amazing resource for you.
She already is. I agree. Yeah. Okay, Kelly. Well, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time to share your insights and expertise on this. And again, I hope that we get to meet soon.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks,
Kelly.
Thanks
again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.